Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 21, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Charles J. Moore makes the following affidavit, deposing and saying as follows, that he is an attorney at law, occupying room 501 on the third floor of the Kaiser Building at the corner of Hunter and Pryor Streets, that on Friday, August.20, deponent was in his office and saw the jury come out of the courthouse entrance at about 6 p.m., that soon after Mr. Dot Dorsey appeared in the courthouse entrance, and a great cheering and yelling occurred by the crowd immediately opposite the entrance, and afterwards the crowd yelled, "Hurrah for Dorsey!" and the volume of the yells were so great that they could have been heard many blocks away, that they threw up their hats and gave other demonstrations, that at the time of the yelling the jury was just crossing the street toward the Gorman Cafe, not 50 feet away from the entrance, and in the opinion of deponent must have heard the cheering and the words, "Hurrah for Dorsey!" because they could be plainly heard, that he was in his office on Saturday, Aug.25, when the jury came out of the courthouse at about 1 o'clock, and he heard yelling and cheering when Mr. Dot Dorsey appeared a few minutes afterwards. Deponent did not see the jury at the time of the yelling, but it occurred so soon after the jury came out of the courthouse that in the opinion of deponent the jury must have heard the cheering and the words that were yelled, that since the trial has been in progress, he has heard several parties making threats of personal violence against the accused in the event of an acquittal, that these parties were loitering in and around the courthouse entrance and making threats that if the jury did not hang Frank, that they would pay the jury the compliment of sitting on the case, and if the jury did not do it, Richard Burton. That's what the people recalls the names of the courthouse entrance, and that Frank among the crowd. D. Rosinski makes the following affidavit deposing and saying as follows, that on Friday, Aug.22, and Saturday, Aug.25, he was standing near the corner of Hunter and Pryor Streets in the city of Atlanta, Ga., and that when the Solicitor General, H.M. Dorsey, came out of the old City Hall building, now used as a courthouse, there was loud and vociferous cheering by the assembled crowd, that members of the crowd took the solicitor by the arms and carried him across the street to Kaiser Building. Weak Parks, B.W. Simon Sam Parkus, make the following affidavit that the order set out below was taken by A.H. Hensley, in person, a traveling salesman for Franklin Buggy Co. That said order was taken on July 8, 1913. Name of A.H. Hensley on said order is the handwriting and signature of said A.H. Hensley. The order referred to above was as follows. July 9, 1913, Franklin Buggy Company, Inc. improved Barnesville Buggy. At once shipped to Sam Farkas, Albany, Ga., certain buggies described in detail. Signed, Sam Farkas, by B.W. Simon. J.J. Ricker and W.J. Dunnelly of Monroe, Georgia, make the following affidavit, deposing and saying as follows, that they have seen in the public prints that one of the jurors, A.H. Hensley,